Hey, here we are. Next episode of J-Dog and Rock streaming broadcast with special guest P. Amy again on hand this week. We finally got Porter Rock to sit down and do a recording, right?
Correct.
No, he doesn't want to talk now. Yeah, he starts it off with, yeah, buddy.
No, he went outside to sit on his wiener.
He probably did.
Yeah.
Porter Rock, why don't you tell everybody about your new obsession to start out the show?
I don't have a new obsession.
Oh yeah, what did you do this last weekend?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Nothing special.
What activities did you do?
What do you think?
Why don't you tell the viewers why you were a little bit busy on a Monday night?
Monday.
Yeah.
That's what Monday is.
Work.
Okay, after work.
The guy worked till like 4 o'clock and then he rode his new four wheeler.
Yeah, that's what he did.
In the woods.
See, P. Amy knows, I know. You just don't want to admit it, I guess, yet. But
And now the viewers know.
The viewers now know that if we don't publish an episode every week and it's like every 10 days, it's because Porter Rock can't get off the wheeler.
Oh my god. Wrong.
Okay, or he went out hunting.
Or I got dragged out hunting to odd hours of the night.
How late were you guys out hunting?
After 1 a.m.
Doing what?
You're hunting for coyotes and other predators.
And did you hear any?
We did. We heard quite a few of them, actually.
Did you see any, though?
Negative.
Nope.
So
it's a work in progress.
Explain how this whole process works. You guys just drive out somewhere and walk to a tree stand? Like, what do?
You kind of pull off the road. And then walk back into the woods at night with a red light. Coyotes don't really see red. So walk the whole way in, find a spot to sit, put the electronic call down, and then start playing. Sit there for a while, nothing shows up, move location, call some more.
Okay. And when did you finally hear something? Like
about an hour in.
When you hear something, what do? Do you sit there and keep listening for it, or what?
Well, once they call back, then they kind of have an idea of your, at least your call's location. So, I mean, you put the call 75 yards away, and you know where it is once they call back. So, try not to call too much after that and hopefully come in. It's kind of a waiting game, really.
But you didn't actually... Have you seen any at all, like, recently at all?
That was the first time we went out for a while, since last year.
Yeah. Oh, it was?
Yeah.
I remember...
I actually heard...
Go ahead.
There was at least a pack of them.
Yeah, there was, and it was louder than my call.
Really?
It was really loud. They were, like, whining and yelling.
Barking and all kinds of stuff. It was nuts.
I remember
they weren't house dogs.
I remember one of you two last year telling me a story. I don't remember which one of you two it was about, like, tricking the other and just thinking something was coming.
Yeah, that did happen.
Which one of you was the one pulling that prank?
Me.
Okay, and explain what that was again. What happened?
I didn't realize how sketchy the situation to begin with.
Okay, so with it was whenever something was wrong with the call, wasn't it? Like, it wasn't...
The controller wasn't working right.
Okay.
I can get a new one.
So we had to use... He had to just set the call in his lap, and because it has a screen on it, and just go through the calls on there and play it, like, from his lap. We were in a tree stand then.
Yeah.
So we were calling for a while, didn't see anything or whatever. I don't remember if we even heard anything. I don't remember.
I think we heard a little bit, but it was far out.
But, so once we had enough there, then we were walking out, and he was a little bit in front of me walking.
I was a lot of bit in front of him. Like 20 yards.
Okay.
Ahead of him.
And I just start randomly sprinting, like, past him, and he turns around and sees me, like, sprinting and just takes off.
You didn't even, like, yell anything at him, like, you were just running?
I might have yelled, like, something out, but...
I can't recall what he yelled, if he yelled anything.
And then what happened when you guys got back to...
Fox once. That did happen. I was by my house, so we were just going back to my house.
Oh, and he told you that it was a joke, or what?
No, because, like, as soon as I started moving, he started laughing, so I stopped. It was one of those things.
Okay, I see. Sounds interesting. As in, that's why, I gotta ask, though, why do you stay out till 1 in the morning?
I mean, you do it in the dark.
Okay.
So, I mean, you just kind of stay out there until you feel like you don't want to do it anymore, I guess.
I mean, the way the
Rock... And he had work till 10.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, Rock made it sound like you were making him stay out there until 1.
No, like, I got done at 10. Went around and picked everybody up.
So we didn't get out till, like, 11:30.
Who all went?
The great Gary Dillon.
Okay, and who else?
And just The Rock, and that's it. Yep. It was Gary's first time going in the woods.
Okay.
At night.
Okay.
For that purpose.
Okay.
So, it was a good experience. He got to hear a lot of them on his first time, which the first time we went out, we didn't hear anything, so that was nice.
Yeah.
Maybe one day you'll have an exciting encounters with him.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have it documented on when you're there.
Lock and load.
You will be there. Lock you will be there.
Me?
Yes.
Maybe.
Deal.
I said maybe. The deal is maybe.
We called in a red fox to about... Porter Rock called in a red fox to roughly 15, 20 yards with a mouth call. Wasn't electronic call, just mouth call. But we let it go because we didn't have a fur taker's license at the time. So
why didn't you kill?
Didn't want to, because it wouldn't have been legal.
I'm kidding. fun adventures hunting. I guess maybe I'll have to go along and see if I enjoy it one time.
Well, you will enjoy it.
We'll see. Did either of you two happen to watch The Masters this past weekend?
I watched a little bit of, like, the first round, but I've had work, so it's been kind of hard.
Poor Rock, did you watch any Masters?
Nope.
Did you at least hear what happened?
No. Negative.
I don't recall the guy's name, but he had the worst first round ever.
Ernie Els.
Yeah, the worst round.
Oh, I did hear that.
Worst
yeah.
hole. Worst. It was the worst first hole in Masters history. He shot a sextuple bogey.
Yeah.
A 9.
Pretty rough.
He was pulling like a Porter Rock putt at the end, going back and forth.
That's more like you.
No.
I would have definitely a par or birdie. On that hole.
I can vouch for John Clark that
was one time.
The great Porter Rock has putted 12 times
On one hole.
One hole.
On a par three course.
And that was...
A par three course had a score of like 13.
That was one time, and that was whenever we first started.
No, that was like the golfing. Last time we went.
After that, I beat you. Yeah. After that, I beat you like every time.
No, you didn't.
Pars.
How did you beat me every time
on the same course?
We both have our scores logged. Like, we can go back and look. You beat me like the first three times.
I'm ahead of you on the list.
That's it. No.
I think I'm ranked ahead of you. I think it should be posted on the page.
It is. I'm ranked ahead of you.
It will. And Porter Rock doesn't even golf anymore.
This is the pod page.
Yeah.
Okay, where's your membership dues at then, huh? You didn't pay them yet.
You didn't pay.
I am next month.
Exactly.
At least I'm paying them.
I am paying.
What about P. Amy? Is he paying?
I still have...
I will be paying.
We'll have that. We'll have to have that three-person scram.
I'm going to try to get those Nike clubs next pay.
We'll have to play a few best ball rounds to see how good we can do as a team.
Yeah, just to kind of get used to it.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I was swinging the old clubs.
Almost
a crash.
Did either of you see the horrible collapse from Jordan Spieth at the Masters?
I didn't see it, but I did know of it.
You know another hole.
Going for back.
What?
He was going for back to back.
Yes, he was.
I mean, it's a lot of pressure.
Another hole that reminded me of Porter Rock was when he watered two in a row.
I wasn't a witness for
that. This was at Eagles Ridge, and he instead of going to the drop zone, he tried to hit it again, and he watered it for the second time.
Yeah. And you've also lost many balls. Many balls.
Not nearly as many.
On the same hole.
Not nearly as many as you.
Okay.
If you go to the course we have our membership at, and you see Poor Rock at the third hole, he will hook it wide left every time, way into the woods, and never find it. Every time. What? Every time.
I found it every time. I found it every time.
That club length never helps.
It always helped me because I still helped you now.
No, you hit the tree and it went backwards then. It went further back than where you started.
And you hit it like 3 feet.
When?
Like, every time?
At least when I drive, it goes further than 12 foot into the ground.
You throw your club on the ground.
I do sometimes, but that's besides the point. So at least I don't take my putter and jam it into the green to damage it.
Who does that?
You, dog. You always damage the green.
Wrong.
Walking in front of where I got a putt.
I respect the green.
You don't even take the flag stick out.
Ball?
I respect the game. You never asked for it out.
It's a given, though.
Balls on the green sticks out.
You wouldn't have made the putt anyways.
Oh, my. I make every putt like in the first try, dude.
I would like to throw out, I'm guaranteeing a first place win on my first full-size golf course attempt.
Okay, how about this? Yeah, how about this? Me and Porter Rock get to play best ball, and you have to beat us.
I can do that.
Okay, there's no way.
I'll take that deal.
Dude, it's way harder than it seems when you go to your first time at the big course, dude.
I'll wager
a sweet tea
on that green.
It took me and Porter Rock like 3 months to even get our scores half decent at this course. We'll see
what's gonna happen.
We'll see until your first hit goes through the window of the clubhouse.
I'm gonna start going to the range and getting my swing down.
Get that putt down.
I got the irons down. I got my chipping down. I somewhat have the putt down. I get that drive straight. I'm good to go.
Oh, yeah? Well, regardless, the winner of the Masters this year was Danny Willett. I don't know if either of you have ever heard of him.
Doesn't seem like a very big name.
Yeah, he was number 12 in the world at that time. I mean, I hadn't really heard of him, but I really only watch the majors during the golf season.
Gotcha.
But as far as the Masters go, that was that. And now, some NBA. Have you been watching some NBA?
Golden State breaking the Bulls' all-time win record.
Which is the first question I got for you guys. Do you think that 73 wins matter if the Warriors don't win the NBA championship, or is it still going to be a big deal no matter what?
I think they'll still be one of the greatest teams ever, regardless. But it'll definitely cap it off if they win the championship.
Okay, do you think they'll win the championship? Who do you think's going to win the championship?
I mean, I think they will. I think it's going to be contended. It's not going to be a walk.
Who are they going to play from the East? Cleveland? Toronto?
We go with Cleveland.
Okay. How many games?
4.
Wow. Okay, Porter Rock.
I'm saying each individual game is going to be... You know what I mean?
Porter Rock, do 73 wins matter if the Warriors don't win the NBA championship?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Because it's a lot of wins.
All right. Who do you think is going to win the NBA championship?
Golden State.
Who do you think they're going to play?
Golden State.
No, who's Golden State going to play in the finals?
Cleveland.
And how many games is it going to be?
Steamers.
Oh my god.
How many games is what going to be the game? I'll say... Six.
Okay. I'm surprised PME ain't going with Boston here.
Yeah.
They're coming on strong.
Yeah. I don't think they have enough to pull through the...
All right,
They're my team, but I can't...
73 wins is impressive regardless, and I do agree they're going to go down as one of the best teams in history with 73-9. However, I do think if they don't win the championship, it kind of is a big deal. And my championship prediction is going to be the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Oh,
winning.
Of course.
They're going to beat...
Of course.
They're going to get by...
The guy picks his own team.
No, dude.
To win the whole thing.
They're going to get by San Antonio. Then they're going to get by Golden State. Durant and Russell are going to tear up Cleveland in the finals. And... win it in 6 games. And Durant is going to re-sign with Oklahoma City, which is my next question for P. Amy. Kevin Durant, where do you think he'll play next year, and do you think the playoffs matter, / will affect where he plays next year?
I think if he gets a title, he's probably staying.
Okay, that's also what I think.
Yeah, I'm also thinking that if he doesn't get that he might be going somewhere else.
Any predictions? Boston, Washington, Los Angeles?
Well, I would definitely welcome him to Boston with open arms.
Boston would be my new favorite team, then.
Yeah, we should be friends, then.
What?
I'm messing with you, dog.
Porter Rock, where do you think Kevin Durant's going to play next year?
European team.
Oh my god. You think he's going over to the European League?
No. I don't know, L.A.
Which L.A.?
Both of them.
The Clippers?
Part-time.
The Clippers? The Lakers. The Clippers would be pretty stacked if they got Kevin Durant.
The Clippers suck, though.
What?
The Clippers suck.
You suck.
They'll be lucky to get by Portland in the first round.
Talk about the Lakers.
Lakers was next on my list about Kobe's retirement last night. Do you think that him taking 50 shots to get 60 points is worth celebrating?
I mean, it's still 60 points, so it's, you know.
He was going to shoot the ball. He was going to shoot the ball as much as he could anyway, though. It was his last game.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the defense was a little subpar at times. Like, you'd drive to the hoop, people would just move out of the way.
Well, before that game started, Utah got eliminated from the playoffs, so might have quit trying a little bit.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. After the basket, people from the Lakers would just clear out the lane, and he'd walk down there and do a layup. Like,
Porter Rock, how'd you feel about Kobe Bryant's last game?
I don't know. He had a lot of tough shots there.
I'm not taking away his tough shots, but the times where he drove to the hoop where he had very little defense.
Where do you guys think Kobe Bryant will rank among the all-time players after this retirement?
Third.
Behind who? Who's your top two?
Actually, I'm in at like fifth. You got Michael Jordan, Wilt Chamberlain, right? You got Larry Bird, Magic Johnson. You can't put him ahead of those guys.
Okay, Porter Rock, how about you?
I'll say the same.
Oh my God.
What?
I think Kobe will go down as sixth all time.
You're probably looking at a list now on your laptop. I can never.
What?
You're looking at the list right now.
No, I'm not. Listen, I agree with P. Amy that he's going to be sixth all time. However, I feel like Kevin Durant is currently fourth on the all time list.
That's a little too high for KD.
No.
At this point in his career,
you can't
be one of the best. But you don't have that many years in the league.
He has no championships.
But that's going against him.
I mean, you think he's top five, though?
I think he's probably fifth.
Do you have a favorite Kobe memory, or do you not?
I don't have one that's specific. I'm not really a Lakers fan, so it makes it tough on me.
Why?
Because I'm not a Lakers fan, so I didn't watch a lot of Lakers games. I just see the highlights.
Porter Rock, what is your favorite Kobe Bryant moment of all time?
When he retired.
Oh my God. Why?
I'm just kidding. No, I don't have a favorite moment of Kobe Bryant. I don't.
Do you have a favorite moment?
No, I don't think I do. I'm in the same boat as you. I mean, getting 81 points was pretty legit. Was it 81, right?
Yeah.
That was pretty legit when he did that.
I think
that.
It was 82. Yeah. It was 81.
Whatever it was still legitimate. So, you're both going with Golden State.
That game, though.
What? When he scored 81?
Yeah.
Um, Why does that matter for you?
I'm just curious.
Shot percentage.
It was January 22nd of 2006 against Toronto. And he had shot 28 for 46 field goals and had 81 points.
That's not too bad. 28 for 46 is decent. Still a lot of attempts.
He was 61% from the field. They did win that.
That's impressive.
He'll go down as one of the best pure scorers in the game, at least.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So, other than the basketball, we also had some bowling this past weekend, which did not include Poor Rock because he dipped out. Pami's abilities have went down a little bit. What happened there?
I think it was really just the track condition. I mean,
what?
Throwing the ball. The track. The lane.
You had up on the only one game that was 200 or better.
It was exactly 200, actually. I don't know. I couldn't find a spot in that lane. It was, I don't know. I wasn't used to the amount of the hook my ball was getting with the real wood as opposed to a synthetic.
So you were overhooking it?
Yeah, yeah. And I just couldn't settle into a point where I felt like I was comfortable.
Poor Rock, when's the last time you went bowling?
It's been a good while.
Every time I ask him, he's on the wheeler.
Yeah, are you hanging up the laces?
No, I'm still waiting to go to the local bowling whenever I have the money to.
I plan on attending the local bowling on Saturday.
Hey, I wish I was there. I'll be at a track meet. However, I gave you the prices today, so they seem pretty reasonable.
Yeah, I mean, they're less than the place we were going to. So.
Make sure you get
say what the price.
$3.75. It's $3.75 if you're going after 5 p.m. It's $3.50 before 5 p.m. And it's $2 any weekday before 5 p.m.
Okay.
So what
do they get going on?
No specials.
What about their specials? Do like global or nothing like that?
Yeah, they have global special? Saturday nights, but no, it's still $3.75 a game.
Yeah, that's not that cool.
I know, but they just opened up, so
I think later in the fall.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. You'll have to find out the league information because any league members can bowl whenever they want for just $1.50, so. You'll have to get some information on that. You hear? Get some information on that.
Alright.
Are you going to?
There's going to be all kinds of info.
Sign us up for that league. That team name.
Strike City.
Yep, what's your bowler nickname?
I don't know.
What's Rock's bowling nickname?
Gutter King.
Let's get that on the back of his polo.
Oh, yeah.
Gutter King.
Rock's pretty good.
Yeah, I know. He can hit about 100 most of the time.
Oh, yeah. Still what? Beating you, though.
Wrong.
So that means you must be getting under 100.
We'll have a bowling off and I'll whoop you next time. Okay. Yeah, we're going to have a live broadcast. P. Amy on commentary on a 1v1. to see who's supreme. Me versus Rock next time.
Okay.
In bowling?
Yeah, you'll be on the commentary as we bowl it out.
I'm not getting any throws?
No, for that game. Just for that game.
Okay. I can do that. I can do commentary.
And then when I win, all the listeners will know that he was all talk.
Alright.
Now lining up two boards from the gut. Pot of rock.
It's in the gutter.
Who is in the gutter?
We will have to, you have to check out the Facebook page because we might also have some streaming video commentary from P. Amy that night also. So our Facebook page did finally get up to 200 likes, and we actually are at 270 last time I checked. Porter Rock is bringing in some views. Just want to give a shout out to a special listener, Earl, and his wrestling page, Talk Pro Wrestling. Thank you for getting those views, those listens. Keep sharing it up.
Great page.
Anytime you need any support, advice, Porter Rock will help you out.
We gained 103 likes just this week, so I mean that's a
joke. There we go. Thank you, Earl. Porter Rock's here to help you.
Alright, that about wraps it up then.
Pretty much. We will be back with another episode in the coming days. This one was a little late. So the next one will be in a few days whenever Porter Rock has the time and decides the wheeler is getting a little bit old. It'll be a couple months before it wears out on him. But for the time being, Porter Rock, any last words?
I don't know.
P. Amy, any last words?
Nope. Nothing for me.
All right, and that's going to wrap things up, and we will...
Any last words?
Well, we will see you guys next week. Be sure to share the page, like the stream, all that stuff, and we will be back with another one next week.